I think also one of the reasons why it didn't work out between us is because when I moved in with her, I inherited two cats, and I always grew up with dogs. I always preferred dogs over cats, you know? You know, just because I like it when your pets love you back. Yeah, that's just me. You know, I don't understand why you want to pay for something to ignore you around your own house. It's like hiring a little furry 14-year-old to be a dick to you. Guys, I've told that joke before. Cat people do not like that joke. Ooh, they hate it. Sometimes they'll stand up in my show and be like, "Hey, fuck you, buddy. How dare you talk about Mitzi that way, you son of a bitch? Who'd want to own a dog anyway? They're so high maintenance." That's what cat people always say about dogs, right? "Oh, dogs are so high maintenance. Oh my God, think about it. You gotta wake up every morning. You gotta wake up. Could you imagine? Then you gotta take the dog outside, let it poop outside your home. Not me, I'm a cat owner. I wanna keep the shit in my home. I wanna store it for days in a sandbox. I'll keep the piss as well. Cause I'm greedy, I want it all. Yum, yum, yum. Keep it in the same home that I breathe in. That's where I'll keep it, where I breathe." And a couple times a week, you get to feel like an old-timey gold miner prospector, just shaking it up. I got one. I am alone. Never mind. Here's the thing. Is that, you know, the dogs love you back. They get it. Every dog is pumped about this arrangement. Every dog is like, "Food, shelter, snuggles. Thank you." Every dog is like, "Thank you so much. I tell you what I'm gonna do for you. Is no matter who comes to the front door, well, I'm gonna fucking yell at him. Yep, and you bet. You tell grandma to leave the casserole on the porch. I know, it's what you've always wanted. Just every time someone comes to your door, just turn it into a stressful occurrence. I'll go home, visit my parents. My parents' dog, that guy hasn't seen me in months. He'll come running down the stairs like, "Oh my God, you're back. I thought you were dead." And he jumps on me, he's a big boy, and he tries to kiss my face, you know, it's nice. And he's also got like a full erection, even though he's got no balls. That's love, I think, fighting through zero balls for a full erection, you know? He's really, really fighting through a disability, and I like that. That's perseverance, you know? Don't know how he does it. I have trouble after 6 beers these days. This guy, 0 balls. Fully formed welcome rocket, just for me. That's courage. Courage. Respect. I think respect is the word we're all thinking of. Respect. Cats, they don't love you back. They don't care. I'd give one of my new cats a little snuggle. Give him a little snuggeroo, like, "Hey, buddy, what's up? How are you doing?" And he'd give me this entitled look back, like he earned it, because he sunned himself all day. Give him a little snuggle, like, "What's up, buddy?" He looked back at me, like, just be like, "You know, you're never gonna make it in comedy. You don't even fuck her, right? I've been watching." He used to sit on the dresser and just stare at us. I told my ex, I was like, "This is weird." She's like, "It's fine." I'm like, he's looking at me. I look over my shoulder and just see him just staring at me. Just. I wouldn't do it like that. Doggy style. How gauche. Blip, blip, blip. Blip, 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 blip. Pick that up when you're done. It's hard to keep a rhythm going with all that racket on, you know? It's just trying my best.